This is the NedGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NedGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled Middle East Crisis Will Have Global Ramifications. We need to start with the great performance of our Springbok rugby team, managing to hold on to a narrow victory over host country France a few days ago. We hold thumbs for a further victory against England in the semi-finals. Our Proteas cricket team has also had a great start in the Cricket World Cup, with a resounding victory over Australia in their last match. The world's attention this past week has of course been focused on the crisis within the Middle East between Israel and the Hamas movement. There have been large numbers killed and casualties both within Israel and Gaza, causing jitters throughout the region and the world. Many countries within the Arab region and the Western world are trying to find political solutions to the crisis to avoid further bloodshed and worried that the conflict may spread across a wider area of the Middle East. We shall monitor the situation closely and its impact on markets in the weeks ahead. From an economic perspective, we feel an extended period of globalization, geopolitical stability, and low inflation is currently adapting to an age of deglobalization, populism, and higher inflation levels. Four big blows against the globalization trend have been the global financial crisis, followed by the 2016 Brexit and US presidential votes, COVID-19, and the invasion of Ukraine. These trends are heightening the role of governments in the economy and making them prioritize security over efficiency and prosperity. Corporates and listed companies are also shortening and simplifying their supply chains where possible. Turning to the markets, the Rand remained jittery early in the week as global risk aversion was stoked by the attacks in Israel last weekend. It recovered late in the week as diplomatic efforts helped to allay fears about a wider conflict that could disrupt oil supplies. The Rand ended the week at 18 Rand 98 cents to the dollar. Money market rates were marginally lower, while bond yields also eased as the currency strengthened. Local equities ended the week firmer, but only marginally reversed the losses of the previous 5 weeks. Basic materials rose firmly as the gold price recorded its strongest weekly gain since March, as investors sought refuge in this asset class. U.S. equities were mixed ahead of third quarter earnings reports starting this week. In Europe, the FTSE 100 bucked the trend of lower weekly closes, while the Japanese Nikkei was up by 4.3% following 3 weeks of continuous losses. The U.S. dollar was steady last week after minutes of the Fed's September policy meeting confirmed the higher for longer interest rate stance. The British pound ended marginally lower as a result of the stronger dollar. In commodity markets, the Brent crude oil price was up by almost 6% as the intensifying conflict in the Middle East raised fears that a wider conflict could disrupt oil supplies. Precious metal prices were also generally higher. Gold rose by 5.5%, buoyed by its safe haven status, as geopolitical risks increased due to the conflict in the Middle East. The International Monetary Fund published its October 2023 edition of the World Economic Outlook Report last week. According to the IMF, the global recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic and the Russia-Ukraine war remains slow and uneven. Despite a resilient start to the year driven by the reopening of China and progress in reducing inflation from last year's peaks, the global economy remains vulnerable. Global activity continues to trend below its pre-pandemic path, particularly in emerging market economies. Global economic growth is expected to moderate to 3% in 2023 and 2.9% in 2024, which is down from 3.5% in 2022 and below the historical average of just below 4% in the period 2000 to 2019. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.